Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about issues from the before times. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael Tomorrow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you doing since we last recorded 15 minutes ago?
Oh, I'm so glad that coronavirus is done.
It's over.
We fixed it.
We're still recording this on March 29th, 2020.
Luckily.
I feel like I have to give a timestamp now so that people don't think, like, why didn't you talk about X thing when it happened? Like, well, it hadn't happened yet. Like that one time people yelled at us for not discussing Trump when the election hadn't happened.
Even though we did.
We recorded that.
There's one Greetings Adventurers review that has ruined our lives.
That's mad about, and it's that one.
It's so stupid. So we sound like maniacs because of it.
Yeah, but it's also like, I mean, because I've been wondering when I've been listening to podcasts, like, oh, when did they record this? Mm. Like, what information are they going off of? And I'm telling you, the timestamp is March 29th, 2020.
That's kind of, maybe that could be a thing, a feature, like,
yeah,
you could release the episode and it just says, like, recorded at.
At this time. Day. So people could just be like, oh, they didn't know anything. Idiots. Oh,
their world still had pigeons for some reason.
Yeah, it's fun time. So the theme of these questions are things that we were concerned about before coronavirus happened. Or things that would happen then that would definitely not be happening now. So I kind of just want to jump into it because we've got some wild shit in this one. And Michael, can you please read the first question? I give Michael like all of the office ones for some reason.
I feel Michael's like
a maniac.
I like to give him the office ones.
He's
really
like an office
me.
Man.
Yeah.
Intern uses Stay Gold as her email sign off.
I think that's great. I don't even know the reason.
Next question.
There's an intern on my office. Sorry, Corona. There's an intern at my office who signs off all her emails with Stay Gold. For example, an email from her might read, "Thanks for sending me the TPS reports. Stay Gold, Jane." I asked her about it, and she confirmed it's from the quote, "Stay Gold, Pony Boy," from the book The Outsiders.
That's way more like deep than I thought.
We work in a pretty casual industry, so it's most likely that people will write it off as a weird quirk, but I'm afraid that if she tried using that sign off in a more formal industry or office, that people would think it's unprofessional. Should I encourage her to start using a more common sign off?
So this is from Ask a Manager. I think obviously this feels like an Ask a Manager question, and it was very funny because luckily Allison rules, and she was like, "This is great and I love it."
Yeah, the answer is no.
Like, I think she's like, because here's the thing. You probably shouldn't do this, but also.
Also?
It also rules. And if I got an email signed, Stay Gold, I would be so happy.
God, how the chutzpah of an intern being like, "I'm wild. I'm going to reference a hit book we're always talking about, The Outsiders."
Has everyone here read The Outsiders?
Everybody had to read it, and then
in like eighth grade, like everyone had to read The Outsiders.
Saw the movie when I was a child. My sisters were obsessed with it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact about The Outsiders? So a lot of people like to ship the characters from The Outsiders together, which I've not read it since I was in like eighth grade.
Now, but still?
But apparently apparently it's like a thing, and apparently there's a decent amount of homoerotic subtext to it, but the author is like pissed about it. She's so like, funny. No!
Stop it!
They're not gay!
Pony don't Boy make, not gay!
Don't make Pony Boy kiss a boy! I'm furious about this.
I'm sending you a copyright takedown notice
for your
fanfiction.net.
For your coffee shop, Outsiders AU on AO3.
Do you all see that movie?
I have not seen
it. I saw it when I was much, much younger. I don't remember. Isn't like Patrick Swayze in it?
The cast is wild. C. Thomas.
Now I kind of want to watch
it. It's the Brat Pack.
We watched it in English class.
C. Thomas Howell, Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Tom Cruise.
Jesus, I gotta watch this movie.
The Brat Pack, baby.
Is this shit streaming anywhere?
refresh my memory. Is this the one where, like, they're in, like, kind of a weird gang thing, yes, and then they accidentally kill somebody, so they go into hiding.
Spoilers. I do think someone dies in it. I don't remember why.
Because they always tussle, and then...
Yeah, there's tussling.
They
tussle
like, somebody brings out a knife, and they're like, that's not in the rules of tussling.
Right, yeah.
I also feel like I'm getting this and West Side Story mixed up in my head, which is, they're different.
They tussle.
Yeah, there's definitely tussling.
They don't snap fingers. Is this the Socias?
Maybe.
The socials?
I think it is. Yeah, Tim, can you Google and see if the Outsiders movie is streaming anywhere? I found out last week that Space Jam is apparently streaming on, I think, Netflix right
now. It's like number two in
the
world.
And I deeply want to rewatch behind it Tiger badly. King.
A baby Sofia Coppola is in this. That's weird.
Francis Ford Coppola directed it. Oh, what the fuck is this movie? I gotta watch this again.
You guys, do you think now, in the now time, like right now, April 20-something, that Tiger King is no longer cool? Because that would be really sad.
Oh, I feel like his...
Each week is a million years.
Yeah,
so
that's
maybe.
True.
It's
so yeah, it might be over by then.
Yeah, something more horrific.
We're moving at a very rapid pace online these days, so who can say?
Anyways, yeah, I mean, as long as your email does not have weird fonts and weird colors, I think you're... okay. I think Stay Gold is not that weird. I mean, it is weird.
It's definitely weird.
But so is Best Regards, you know?
Like, I always sign my work emails with XOXO.
Yeah. Hugs and kisses.
I mean, gotta stand out, right? This is a great way out.
Have you guys ever encountered people with really weird sign-offs and emails in a professional work setting? I can't think. I'm sure I have, but I can't think of a specific one right now.
I've had some people that have specific like backgrounds. So like instead of just being your email being white,
it's
like
color.
Gray. And
that
weird.
I hate.
It was horrific to me.
I wish that everyone. I think that now the rule. So I also think this question is funny to consider right now because I feel like if you had asked this like a month ago, I'd be like, okay, it's funny, but you shouldn't do it. And now I'm like, fuck it. Keep it up there. We need something to like liven up our days. I want everyone to start like making like banners at the bottom of their signatures. Yeah. Like you're on a message board.
It should all be
in,
like
2001.
Game, like video game forums.
Yeah.
Like,
stats.
Here's my quote from Sephiroth.
Yeah, I want like a Mario like to be like really sad and he's like prayed to the cross or something.
Yeah.
Like I want it to be that level.
A blingy of Sonic.
Yeah, I need a blingy of Sonic pregnant.
Just your favorite memes.
Yeah. It just change out the memes. I actually this week my normal job basically got a chain email.
Whoa.
And it was supposed to be like an inspirational thing, and I was like, no, I can't do this.
Did you pass it on to 10 people?
I did not. Oh. I deleted it.
Well,
because I don't.
Then
care.
I'm going to die.
It's yeah.
That's what's happening on Twitter right now, and I don't get it.
I hate it. I don't. I just. I'm allergic to anything like that. it's the same thing in me that like gets embarrassed at the concept of like pep rallies in school and stuff, or
what,
like
really?
Any like team like building stuff. My whole self immediately is like absolutely not.
You get stressed out at pep rallies.
Not stressed out. I don't like them. I hate them.
Huh.
I don't want to be like. I feel like they're not cool.
You don't like pep. You're anti-pep.
I'm anti-pep. I am anti. I'm like very anti-pep. I don't like it. Like when people like at work have suggested like let's do a team building thing. I'm like absolutely fucking not. I just I don't know. I feel like it's all in the same pocket for me. I don't like sending chain emails around. Like I never did that. But I think everyone should change their email sign up to Stay Gold now.
I definitely think that the older culture is too serious about work.
Oh yeah,
like,
I agree.
I definitely like. Making some fun with you know, at work.
Because
like otherwise,
mood.
What's the fucking point of being alive?
Yeah.
If I can't make joke, you know.
We had like our big client is from Japan, so for most of the emails are very formal. Yada yada yada. We need to make sure that there's no translation errors. But then we started working with one of their American offices. And when they wished me Happy Valentine's Day, I like freaked out. I was like, "Am I allowed to say it back? What?
What are the rules here?
I'm just such a robot. What do I do?" But yeah, you know, there's so much. I feel like the way that in Mad Max movies, everyone gets like their own special weird thing. I think in the quarantine times, where we're all just sending emails to each other at work. This will be our like school face paint mask. Is like, oh, my sign off is keep her sleazy.
Oh my god.
Be chill.
Yeah, I feel like the worst this is going to do is slightly confuse people.
Yeah.
You know, like
I support this intern. I want to hire them, actually.
It's not like they're, like, signing off eat ass, run fast or something.
Yeah.
Which they should.
They should.
That's a good one. Nah, that's stupid.
I think it's good, and they keep it. Intern's good. No notes or comments.
No notes or comments. All perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like, oh, it's like, if you, like, lose, like, there is, like, you know, you can be too unprofessional, but, like, being light like that, you're not going to lose business because...
Yeah.
No, not internally.
I remember sending, we were joking about why I was overreacting about this, but it was like, we were leaning into it. I remember sending a draft email to my French/German brother-in-law to be like, how many exclamation marks is too many if I'm interacting with a German email? And we're just like laughing. It's like, all right, one is fine, two is not, three somewhere spread around, maybe is depending on the length. I was like, okay, this makes sense.
So during the Obama administration, I make that clear. I gave a talk at the White House. And
fancy. Like this guy gave a talk at the White House. Wow.
Nick always goes to the White House. He loves it.
And I was invited to give a talk for a thing. Anyway, I was like getting ready to go, you know, into the office, and I was going to, you know, do this talk before I went to work. And my suit didn't fit, like, right, and so I was, like, all frustrated. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna wear jeans and a t-shirt. So I went to the White House, gave a talk in jeans and a t-shirt.
Wow!
And I was just, like, I just kind of played off it. I was like, hey, I'm a web developer, This is my uniform.
Oh my
god.
It got a big response. Everybody,
like a stand up comic that wears big shirt. It's like, hey, I guess you guys know it's my shirt, Bazinga.
That's
hilarious. I think that's good, and I support you and what you did.
Yeah.
You wanna read the next question?
Sure.
I don't remember who's next. Oh, this is the Nick one. Oh yes. Wow. The time is here.
Brilliant. I've been told this one's the thing. All right.
If you're deeply online like some of us are, you might have seen this one before.
My 25 female boyfriend of almost a year, 22 male, gets upset when I don't, quote, give him my yawns.
What?
No.
This is from relationship advice. So that right there.
Oh, yeah. Remember.
First flag.
Underscore advice means it's always messier.
Yeah. Relationship advice is like infinitely messier than our relationships.
I can't make this shit up. I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year, and he is honestly a perfect angel.
Red flag. Take a drink.
No,
take a drink.
He's not.
I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Take a drink.
We're great communicators, and he's extremely kind and warm and understanding, which is partially why this is so strange for me, and I'm not sure what to do. A couple of months ago, he started doing this thing where... when I yawn, he puts his mouth to my mouth and inhales the yawn. And
I exhale. Yeah, that's what he does, Mike. Yeah, that's right
there. Just talking about this is making me yawn.
Talk about some stuff that would not be happening right now.
No, I think this is exactly what's going to happen right now, is people in quarantine are going to start stealing each other yawns.
They're going to just hug each other's breath.
Before we started recording, I was telling people, like, if you have coronavirus antibodies, you can spit in people's mouths. And it will probably give it to them, antibodies.
Nick is not a scientist.
He's also really good
at board games, and he's real smart.
We don't know until we try, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
You don't know until you try.
Michael, are you wearing any maroon right now? Because look at the three of us.
Yeah, we've got a real thing
going on
right
now. It might just be Nick's camera, but we have a maroon.
But Tim, you have light blue on, and Michael has blue on, so we all match.
No. No.
Oh, he's doing it. Oh, he's got the sweater on. Okay, thank God. All right, we all match.
And then when Nick's blue shirt, wow, we look
great. Yeah, we've got a good...
This is too bad. I don't want us to take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, my hair is greasy.
I haven't washed my hair in, I don't know
I stopped bathing.
I don't want to talk about it.
Sorry, Nick, go ahead.
Anyway, continue. Okay.
He refers to this as giving him my yawns. This was cute and funny the first few times, mostly because it's so random and silly. Except it's not a joke.
Oh my god.
It's not.
After a while, he started getting upset, almost offended, when I would yawn and not let him take my yawn.
Did we do this question?
No, we did not.
I seriously thought he was just being silly. If I yawned and covered my mouth, turned away, he would get this hurt look on his face and ask me if I was hiding my yawn from him. I explained to him that while I think it's funny, it's distracting when I'm yawning and his mouth comes out of fucking nowhere like a carp leaping out of the water and is suddenly on my mouth. Then I stop mid-yawn and can't get a satisfying yawn in.
Yawn balls.
And have to wait a few seconds and try to yawn again, uninterrupted. Oh, it's God. Like when you have to sneeze and then you just can't. It's not a good feeling. I explained all of this to him, and he just doesn't get it. I told him, maybe we could compromise, and I could give him my yawns about half the time, and then the other half, keep them for myself. But he's still upset. I don't know if it's a sexual thing for him or what. I don't know what to fucking do. Any advice would be appreciated. I love him so much, but I just... what the fuck?
Wow. What do you think these people are doing right now?
I mean, yeah, I think the boyfriend's
dead. This is
old.
This is. I've like been holding on to this one for a while. This was posted in like October, I think.
Yeah,
in 2019.
I don't feel like yawn breath is the best breath. I don't. This seems gross. Why did everyone stop?
It seems real gross. Like, why would you? What I'm wondering is he like how close is his mouth getting to her mouth on the yawn?
I feel like
is he
like,
sealing it?
I think they're connecting.
He's doing like he's like yeah like her mouth is like vertical and he's going in horizontal to like seal the mouth.
She's like
yeah.
Hotboxing
acquire the yawn.
His yawn or whatever. She's hotboxing her yawns for him.
What do you call it when you smoke in the weed and then you give the, is that hotboxing?
I mean, no, hotboxing is when you fill a room with.
Right. Yeah, what's it called when you breathe it into the? That's got a name too, right?
I went to Christian school.
I don't remember what that's called.
This is from 5 months ago, and
This person's still posting. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
They didn't use a thing, and now they have vaginal dryness. So I don't know.
No. No, I'm worried about them. Oh, she's posting on a subreddit called Healthy Hoo Ha.
yeah,
and there's
important.
Pain during sex on her period, so I don't really know if the yawn thing has to do with that.
She also loves the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
but also she wants alternate spices that are the most similar to peppers.
What?
Wait, what?
I have so many questions about this person.
So she loves Red Hot Chili Peppers, and also she loves pepper so much that she wants a spice similar to it.
This isn't a joke. Flea was in the movie The Lost Boys or whatever it was. No, not The Lost
Outsiders.
Boys. What was it?
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
So, that's wild.
Okay. This is a sex thing, right? It's got to be a sex thing.
Got to be a sex thing.
Like, literally, what else? Unless it's like, it will, okay. Well, let me send it back. It can be, it's a kink thing regardless.
Right.
Whether it's a sex thing or not, this is definitely like a kink thing.
Right, because it's probably a weird thing his mom did.
No!
And now he do it.
No, that's way worse.
Well, yeah, all of these things are based
non-porn?
On... Probably. There's everything porn. Like, all of this stuff is like, oh, an important figure to me that helped raise me did strange thing. Now I have to do strange things. So it's not inherently a sex thing, but it also is. So
deep down, it's a sex thing.
Deep down, most things are a sex thing.
I can't stop yawning. Just
I know, me
about
too.
Yawning.
don't hold them back. Let
if
me give
them. Yeah, let us have them. Let's
give it to me.
Give us the yawns.
You know that one game... that everybody plays in movies where you like suck the card and then you have to like pass the card.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that game, but with yawns.
That's so true.
It's just everyone passing their yawns.
Yeah,
you this is how we get coronavirus.
Yeah.
This is why we deserved coronavirus.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the craziest thing I've heard in quite some time. And. Just, it's all the same shit, right? Like, this is, it's all the same thing. It's my boyfriend, what was the last really weird boyfriend one we did?
Well, the sea captain RP.
There's a
sea
captain
RP. I think that was in our Patreon one, so if you have not subscribed to our Patreon, you definitely should.
Yeah,
because we got some wild ass questions on
what
that one. We really are, all of us are yawning so much right now.
I thought we did a girl's boyfriend one not that long ago.
I mean, probably.
Like, we do every episode.
Yeah, I can't keep track. There's just so many of them. My mind is filled with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
My brain is Swiss cheese holes because of all the terrible things that I've put in there.
Yeah, this is like the exact same question of like... Oh, it's like Teddy Bear, which is also a Patreon one. It's Teddy Bear mixed with... guy who falls down at work because it's it's
I feel like the people that defended you on that came out of the woodwork, and the people that were right and said it's hilarious didn't come out on
the silent majority.
It's embarrassing, exactly. Fucking lame ass freaks. yeah, because it's a mix of a weird sex thing that he thinks is normal with taking joke thing like babies do, and like, oh, baby said bacon weird. Now I'm going to say bacon weird over and over again.
Yeah, because people laugh and it's funny.
These are the most weird, like, white bread Chad people that when you add just a little bit of spice, you have no fucking idea what's going to happen. It's not always like, oh, yeah, they're really into, like, they're either katana hoarders or they steal your yawns, and you have no idea what you're going to get.
Or both. I feel like this dude for sure has some katanas, and maybe in that situation he's better off than many of us during this coronavirus pandemic in case it turns into a zombie situation.
All I know is she's gotta stop this now because
yes,
because where does you if you follow this to this logical conclusion, what's next? Next he's gonna be stealing her burps.
Dude. He's gonna steal your farts.
Yeah.
He puts his butt to your butt. It's so I'm so upset thinking about this. What else will he be taking? Your sneezes?
Ugh.
He's gonna eat your sneeze?
Oh, okay. What if he put his mouth over her nose as she sneezed?
Oh, Tim and I used to do this thing when we were in college.
I thought you were just gonna say we used to do that.
We would pretend like we were gonna kiss each other, and then you blow air into the other person's mouth.
Yeah, that can be rough.
That's objectively hilarious.
Right, though. And because we're not babies, like a lot of these question doers, we did not do it immediately. Like
I'm going to do it again
Once you realize that you could consistently scare the shit out of your partner every single day, you realize that you just simply can't do it because it's too much power. Like,
yeah.
When I would hear Jennifer's keys jangling, it'd be like, oh, I could hide behind the door and then attack her, and it'd be very, very, very scary.
Yeah, Tim scares me constantly by accident in our home.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just, like, not expecting, because, like, usually I get up earlier than Tim for work stuff, so I'll, like, if I'm getting ready in the morning and he comes out of the bedroom unexpectedly, I will scream.
Yeah. this is also, yeah, like, the husband that asked to speak,
yes,
to sing, also Sprach Zarathustra.
Yes, this is really similar to that.
Yeah.
Making his girlfriend sing, da, 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 da.
He was also perfect in every other way.
Exactly.
They're never perfect in every other way.
There's five fucking questions, and they're all the fucking same thing.
My boyfriend's perfect, except for he's like, literally a murderer, and he has 15 tarantulas in his house.
It's like, like there's only like five types of stories that can be told. There's only five types of relationship advice questions.
And this is
like takes up like 95% of them
boyfriend
is perfect.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean this is a funny thing to do once, but it sounds like he's not doing it because it's funny. He's doing it.
You could do it if you rationed it. If you did it like once every 2 weeks, it would be kind of funny.
But if you rationed it like that, it's because you think it's a funny thing to do and not because he thinks this is cute.
He's
horny. Yeah, he got his feelings hurt about it. He's horny about it.
It's the exact same thing as the song person. What the fuck?
I don't think the song guy was getting horny. I think this guy's getting horny.
Yeah, that's true. This guy's getting horny.
Yeah, this is a kink, but he's absolutely getting a boner over this.
The thing is, it's like, you know, get your shit, right? But like when the other person doesn't like it, like that's when you got a kink shame.
She's losing her yawn. It's not. It does feel bad.
Yeah,
you think you're gonna yawn and then it doesn't go.
She can't get a real yawn in.
Her yawn refractory period.
Girl, you gotta just go in the shower.
Kink is having her own yawns.
Yeah. So you have to kink negotiate.
God damn. I mean, everything obviously boils down to communication, but it's like throwing a bag of sand against a hurricane to try to slow it down. Like, how does one even exist under such horribleness of stealing your yawns constantly.
Do you think that this guy is just, like, absolutely losing his mind right now? Because she's probably like, no, I'm not going to yawn into your mouth during the time of coronavirus.
You know what we should do? We should, like, go back and revisit the, some of our favorite questions and be like, what's the corona update look like?
Oh, my God. That's a – we should totally do that. That's
dude, you know that boat husband is like, I fucking told you. If I was on
we were on that boat, oh we would be fucking fishing for our meals.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
What if she – what if she – when he comes to steal the yawn, she should sneeze in his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last time he's going to do
it. I think she should poke her finger in his mouth.
Yes.
Like,
touch that thingy at the little
touch his uvula.
Yeah.
Just stick it right back in there. Or blow, or she just blows it.
Vomit.
Mouth. Oh, God. Okay, that's nuclear option right there.
Just always be eating garlic.
Dude, yeah, exactly. Garlic,
burp in his mouth. Do you think he'd like that, though? He might
Michael, like,
that's
think,
it's going to escalate.
I think the stinkier your mouth is, probably, the
he
more.
Likes it.
It's like a weird panty sniffing thing.
Yeah, it's like a panty or like a foot, like a stinky
sock
thing.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of, not a lot, but some, well, I think maybe a lot, are like based on like comfort in a weird way that gets so comfort. It's like scratching an itch on your leg to the point of blood.
Right.
But like, yeah, I'm sure it's like this smells like home to him. And now he's going to jack off to smelling like home. What if he's a cat and he's stealing like just breath. In your face and like stealing your breath?
Our cats do love to get in our face. And I do. And we both do love blowing in their faces because then they make a weird face and it's very funny.
Do you think if like she had just brushed her teeth and he doesn't really know it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he goes to steal a yawn and she's got like fresh minty breath. He's like, ugh, why even bother?
Absolutely.
Disgusting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure.
This one doesn't even count.
I want to know.
Fresh minty
yawning
breath.
Yawning is breathing in, right?
Well,
so.
Half of it.
I think
it's an in and out.
I hope everyone at home is also yawning right now. I hope they're just like inexplicably yawning.
Well, I don't think you can steal someone. I guess if he sucks so hard.
There you go.
No, yeah.
He does suck so hard.
He puts his mouth to my mouth and inhales the yawn that I exhale. So it's definitely the exhale part.
Oh, my God. We have to stop talking about this because I'm going to keep yawning. Like,
yeah, after this, we want waffles with cheese on it.
Yeah.
And we want to yawn.
But actually, I do. If you think of a good question that might have a different answer now in the coronavirus times, remind us of which ones we should talk about because I think that would be actually really funny to do. An updated answer to things.
I hate this
question. The kind of situation where, you know, she's tolerating him and, you know, she loves him or whatever. And then coronavirus hits and she's like, this is like the real test.
Yeah.
And like,
I've made
a horrible mistake. Yeah.
I'm stuck with this yawn taker during the coronavirus quarantine.
Yeah. Jennifer and I used to joke that, you know, in order to test out your relationship before you get married, everyone should like put together furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone should go kayaking.
Yeah, kayaking or canoeing. Oh, man. Know, that was camping. Actually like, when I think back, I was talking to friends recently about like what's like the worst fight. Like, or like the sign of having like a real, like a normal good relationship is that you fought about like the dumbest shit in the world. And I still think about Tim and I trying to do that canoe together in college and we were so bad at it.
Because it's communication under duress.
Yeah,
it's like we're going to hit a rock.
We were trying to like picking up trash from a river.
Yeah.
We were on like a college trip
yeah.
thing, and boy, yeah, that was a test. And us playing Monopoly together was also
because Jennifer at the time was not very athletic or coordinated.
No, and still now, what are you talking about, bitch?
Well,
I mean, I guess
I would
a little
say
bit.
That you're more fit, but
you're more. Yeah. I don't know how are you coordinated now.
I think I'm decently coordinated, and I guess my years of weightlifting, even though I'm lapsed, have helped.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say even back then you were clumsy or anything. It was
no,
just,
but know. I was not athletic, like, at all, like, 0%.
Me and Diana, like, just for something to do, we bought rollerblades.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah,
the rollerblade during, like, around the neighborhood during quarantine.
Dude, I want
to
do that.
People. And the thing is, we, like, went out on Friday to try them out, and God, it's not as easy as I remember.
I believe that.
Even
I was so good at it as a kid.
I think that rollerblades are easier than skates, though. Skates are actually really hard.
Yeah, skates are hard.
Yeah.
I remember that because we went in college one time, and rollerblades were much easier.
God damn, yeah. What if everyone got into... Yeah,
God, I want to get into rollerblading.
That is one of the...
that sounds fun.
Obviously, our hearts go out to anyone affected by losing their jobs and...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lost family members, lost wages, you know, just a million different horrors.
We're trying to look at the bright side.
The bright sides are the number of people getting rollerblades or giving themselves bad quarantine haircuts.
We were walking the dog and, like, there's this big loop, like, hill that goes, like, it's like almost a mile. And this guy was pushing his kid in like a little car, and then he was on rollerblades, and he were just like flying down this loop.
Oh man!
Jeez.
And this loop is like a mile long, and I was like, "That looks like the most fun in the world."
We're getting rollerblades right now.
Nick, you gotta have a pic of you or a video of you rollerblading while pushing Dot around.
Yes,
in, like, a baby
yeah, you have to. We need that.
It's give me a couple days because I'm a little wobbly right now.
Okay, give us an update whenever you feel like you're steady on your blades.
We need sick blades.
Yeah, send us some blade pics.
Yeah, we need them. All right, now we got another fucking weird one.
Oh,
for Tim to read.
Cool. Me, 21 female, and my twin sister, also oddly enough, 21 female, wrestle a lot. Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Let me cross my legs and put my math homework in front of me. Wrestle a lot, and my boyfriend, 22 male, is worried by it.
Please say the username.
Wrestle, sis, am I the asshole? Because doesn't in the asshole have to? No, never mind.
But it's also if they posted it actually on our relationships.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's funny. I don't know if they posted it on both.
I don't know how they can wrestle each other. They're perfectly matched in everything.
That is very.
They know all their moves.
You're gonna find out.
Me and my sister are identical twins, and I think like twin porn is creepy. And I want to put that out there in case anyone thinks I'm making that joke.
Well, I wasn't. Is that real?
No, I think it's more like it's less the porny part of it, and more just like. Twins have like a special connection, I think, is more what's
they're
happening
psychic.
Here. Yeah, this is like
could
some
you,
weird twin shit.
Could you imagine twin psychic vampires without even being like, we have to move on?
Oh,
we stressed. Both graduated from college, different degrees. Huh, I thought you said you were twins. And are really close. We don't live together, but we spend a lot of time in each other's houses and just hanging out. We are both dating guys who are friends, and they have kind of come to terms with this. We've kind of come to terms. That this is what happens when you date one of us. So me and my sister are really competitive. I blame our older brother for using us as WWE dummies. We started to use wrestling and light tussling to solve our problems growing up, and it really helped us get our anger and frustration out and made us bond. Our brother grew out of it, but we never did. Our competitive nature around each other is all in good fun, and no one has hurt feelings afterwards. The issue came up with, when me, her, and our boyfriends...
Oh, that was a me typo. Sorry.
I don't give a shit. The issue came up with me, her, and our boyfriends were at my place. We were watching the old 1969 Rudolph Christmas movie when my sister threw popcorn at me. I jokingly asked if she wanted to go. We started wrestling around on the floor, and it got pretty heated. The laughing kind of stopped, and we were both trying to win. I was able to pin her and make her tap, and we made up. They didn't stay much longer because she had something to do with her friends or something. Once they left, my boyfriend asked me why me and my sister tussle so much. I explained to him, and he asked me if I could stop. I asked him why, and he said he gets worried when we do it, and it makes him feel uncomfortable seeing me and her go at it like that. I will admit it does get heated and almost like MMA without punches or kicks. I promise to try and not do it in front of him, but that it's our bonding thing and we're not going to just stop doing it. His reasoning is that he is worried we are going to get hurt or stop talking because of hurt feelings. We never hurt each other doing this, other than one time as teens, and we've been doing
this. We never do it, except for the one time.
That's the one time we did get hurt. Sometimes as kids, there were hurt feelings, and we'd go an hour or two without talking, but nowadays nothing like that happens. Should I just stop doing it? I promised not to do it in front of him, but I don't know. It's a fun bonding thing, and we've been doing it since we were kids, and I don't really want it to stop. So my options are either not to do it in front of him or flat out stop. What should we do?
Okay, first of all, it's not up to her. like, if the other twin wants to do it, they
that's
do
true.
It.
That is true. Yeah, because if she's going to start the tussle, then you gotta throw in.
This is a tussle-heavy episode. Lots of tussle talk.
If you're about to tussle, you know, it does take two to tussle, but sometimes one tussle will become another tussle. Jennifer, can I make an assumption of why you gave this question to me?
Yeah?
Is it because I get stressed out when there is extreme emotions around me?
I actually did not give it for that. I just wanted to hear you read about the wrestling. Okay. it wasn't deep, but now that you've said that, I could see how stressed you would be in this situation. Yeah, Tim, if I'm stressed or angry about a thing that's not related to Tim will sometimes take it as me being mad at him.
Well, it's less, you know, that's not exactly what it means. And goddamn.
Well, sorry, I'm not explaining it correctly.
So it's not that I take it as, I know you're not mad at me, but I guess that is a fine way of describing it. It's like my body reacts
you
in such
to
a way.
Fight or flight.
Right. And sometimes, like, I don't know if empaths are real, and I think that I'm too dead inside to be an empath.
Psychic vampires.
Yeah. When I was feeding on Jennifer and she had a bad day, I got a bad trip.
It was bad vibes.
But, like, if people are fighting near me, obviously, like, people don't like that, right? But I could totally see myself if Jennifer fucking went whole ass tussled with her brother. I was like,
all right, Blake, let's throw down. So he would kick my ass, number one. Oh, yeah. And he's like twice as big as
he
me.
He could just beat everyone on this call, I believe.
Yeah, I think he probably. Well,
Michael's a dad.
Not me.
And I'm
strong.
Well, after Nick gets some rollerblade reps in, then maybe.
My calves are going to be insane, you guys. I don't think non-twins can understand twin shit.
That is very true.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like it's so foreign to me. Like, you just have a connection that's completely different. I think I would have a really hard time telling them to stop doing this. Also, personally, I feel like it would be deeply entertaining to watch people just throw down constantly. I would.
This is like my nightmare, right?
As a psychic vampire, I would love this.
I feel like I started to get, like, feeling weird just thinking about it.
You got stressed out for real.
Yeah, you know, I think it's from people that come from divorced families, right? You know, anytime they see a tussle, a Bruin, you know, even though they know logically that the tussle has nothing to do with them, but they want to try to fix it.
Yeah, you're going to triage mode.
Going to triage mode, exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fair. I was thinking of it like, oh, haha, they're fighting, but that's probably true.
Because it sounds like they do get pretty heated. So this.
Well, she said it's like MMA without the kicks.
And they get pissed, but then they get over it. So
it sounds like they like doing it.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, I am thankful
that. I think they're great.
I am thankful that it wasn't like my boyfriends were like, we should have a foursome. That is a gift.
Oh, that would be disgusting. No, that's bad. Yeah, he's more like, hey, are you guys all right?
Right. Yeah, no, this is, I feel this deeply in a way that maybe it's just all the quarantine, but I feel like I'm high off emotions from just reading this.
You're okay, so you, maybe your third eye, or not your third eye, your evil eye.
I have a compassion eye.
I think your evil eye is open now.
Oh, fuck.
And you're feeding, you're, but it's not, maybe it's backfiring.
Oh, fuck. I'm in the loop.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the documentary Three Identical Strangers?
No.
No, but I think I've been meaning to.
What is that one about?
It's about three brothers who are identical twins. And they were all adopted by different families.
Yeah, it's been on my to watch list. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds super interesting.
And I hear it's fucking awesome.
I don't want to spoil it, but it is.
Is there weird triplet shit happening even though they're not around each other?
Yeah, their lives are very similar. Like, all their wives and girlfriends are like very similar.
Oh, weird. Oh, I love that shit. Okay,
what's
we gotta
it called again?
It's like Three Identical Strangers. I think it's on Hulu.
Okay, we gotta watch that.
I don't want to spoil it, but it is fucking wild because I don't want to say anything. Just watch it.
Just do it. Just be cool. Michael, what would you do if your children had this method of working out their differences? Well, to just throw down?
I don't think you can compare it because these are two identical beings battling each other.
They're just copy paste.
Whereas, like, I have a 16-year-old son who's almost 6 feet tall, and 11-year-old daughter who's like 4 feet tall. So
yeah, that would then you definitely have to break it up in that situation.
Although she is a yellow belt in Taekwondo now, so
okay,
maybe they're more equal than you think.
Yeah.
But if they were the same, if you did have twins,
if I did have twins, like, I don't. I guess I don't know. That's tough, because I would probably want them to stop, but I don't want these two to stop.
Like, listen, if you were my kids, I would tell you no, but you, keep it up.
Well, the thing is, like, they're not fighting, they're tussling.
Yeah.
And they're like this is, there's, like, rules to tussling.
Yeah, because they, like, tap. They tap out and stuff. Right.
It's not like they're trying to hurt each other. They're trying to. They're trying to pin the other person. And so, yeah. Like, it's not like a brawl.
When I was when I was like 8 years old or whatever, me and my best friend would wrestle constantly.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Could you imagine the Blocker Brothers tussling? Like,
oh my god!
Like in the middle of GeeklyCon.
These are two friends of ours who are like big tall twins.
Yeah.
I would pay good money to watch.
They would destroy their surroundings.
It would just exactly like move everything so away. Big.
So big. Clear out entire room.
That no one chairs. Fucking GeeklyCon. Was it?
The sumo?
It was a sumo thing. Sumo. It was like the suit. Right. Yeah, it was like a big balloon suit and people were wrestling.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I enjoyed watching that anymore. I think that what I'm hearing right now is that like me, Michael, and Nick would be the people that are watching gladiators fight each other.
Meanwhile, I feel like a balloon was just popped behind me.
Tim is stressed out by it. I would definitely. I think that this is a good. Like, in a way, it's like, damn, this is like kind of a better way of dealing with your problems. Yeah. Like, let's not get into any emotional shit. We're just going to wrestle, and then it's done, and it's decided.
Well, the instance that they're referring to isn't like a big argument.
Right.
She just like threw some popcorn and just so
it's
she could be like.
Yeah, it's like they're just getting their energy out.
Do you want to tussle?
You want to go?
Like, you know, like they're not in an argument. They just want to tussle.
Yeah.
And I do think you know, like you guys have said, the twin thing completely changes it. Because if it was me and my, you know, more or less very, very similar stat-wise sister who are 1 year apart, it's like, okay, that's a little weird.
Tim, can I be real with you? I think Heather might kick your ass.
No. Well, maybe, yeah.
She's got, like, the years of volleyball going on. I don't know.
She's scrappy.
She's scrappy, exactly. I also would... I would actually love to watch you and your siblings fight.
Well, my brother got pretty fit in the past decade.
He's too dangerous now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like worked out like at like 5 a.m.
Yeah. There was a time that I was the strongest, but that is...
I don't believe
that. But Tim has a lot of strength. I think Tim is like so much more solid than people think that he is.
I think both you guys are pretty like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't want to say stocky, but like...
No, we are. Firm. No, we are. We're totally stocky.
You're like, firm people.
Yeah, we got... Like, I feel like both of us are heavier than we look like.
Yeah, I think we're literally stocky because we're not tall.
We got big bones.
We're wide.
I got large bones.
Yeah.
And muscles.
But there was one time that we played arm wrestle at my brother's friend's house, because I would hang out with him sometimes, and I held my own. And my brother wouldn't do it because he's like, aren't we like interesting people that go watch movies and read?
No, why arm wrestling.
But I think it's because we all just started drinking beers and then started arm wrestling, and I held my own. So I was like, okay, because for a long while I didn't.
So now you know you can if you need to.
Well, now I never
just think
do
about
it
those like videos where like the guy's arm just like snaps back when they're arm wrestling.
No,
I don't like that.
A thing that I've been talking about ways that people like deal with not like. Arguments, but like decision making. As I spoke about in the last episode, I've gotten very deeply into BTS, and they have like a whole system of playing rock, paper, scissors, like super fast to decide things that is hilarious. And it basically is like a seven, like if they were septuplets, and they just are like, do the rock, paper, scissors to be like, okay, you get this room, and I'll get this room, or whatever.
And then if they break a rule, dad has to come in.
Yeah, exactly. It's very funny to watch
RM.
It. Which is RM. He is the dad.
How do you think they're dealing with the quarantine?
I think they're fine. They all live in an apartment together, and I assume they're all just, like,
chilling.
Making music and chilling out.
I mean, South Korea handled it a lot better than America.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I assume they're having a good time. I don't know.
Yeah. I think this is such a, for me, a chaotic question because it does legitimately seem like it's something they do for fun, but I could also see, like any bit of tension that you had with another person would just get wrung out almost immediately.
Yeah.
And yeah, but to that extent, it's like, yeah, I wouldn't really want to take that away from someone. But if
this is your special twin wrestling time. Yeah,
I guarantee it releases some sort of, you know, brain chemical that,
yeah,
like, you know, akin to exercising and whatnot.
Well, don't you also, like, I mean, maybe this is, I assume this is true for other people. Like, you ever just get the urge to, like, I don't know, like, yell or, like, do, like,
you get,
like,
human zoomies.
Yeah, you get, yeah, exactly. You get the human zoomies. Like, you just have to, like, walk up and, like, slap your partner on the butt, like, do something like that. Like, gets that, like,
scream in the trash can.
Or mess with your pets or something. Yeah. Like, you get that impulse, and I feel like this would scratch that itch.
Scream into towel.
Yes, exactly.
So I guess the advice is just leave your boyfriend. Leave him. Send.
Just keep doing it.
Is Michael breaking up for you?
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
He's frozen.
He's frozen. Michael Chong.
Michael Kuhn.
45 minutes.
What if...
Laser has been chilling on my lap this entire time.
Yeah, I think the social not distancing to the cats is creating them as
they
monsters.
They're becoming monsters now.
I like that during this quarantine, everybody's learning about Zoom and how good Zoom is.
Oh, yeah. We have Microsoft Teams. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Michael's?
Diana's been using that now. I'm going to message him just so he knows.
I hope he's still talking. He's like, guys, stop talking.
Oh my god, we were in the Discord the other night for Animal Crossing, and Jane was muted for like a solid 20 minutes and didn't know it.
And she said that she like made some jokes and got some laughs a few times. That she's like,
oh, they must hear me. It's like, nope, we have absolutely not.
She came back and she's like, I guess when I got my food a half hour ago, I never unmuted myself.
I'm back.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry. Dang it.
We didn't hear anything you said once you started talking.
Oh, I was just saying, leave your boyfriend. That's the advice. You can't understand your twin shit, so just move on.
Yeah, what if the boyfriend started tussling, you know?
Yeah, they had to tussle each other.
I bet it must have been really awkward when he first started dating and the tussle was happening, like, hey, I'm Craig. So, as, like, there's a cartoon, like, smoke cloud of, like, legs and hands and hairs kicking out. So, you play Halo, bro?
if the boyfriends start tussling, like, and they, like, really get into it, like, that's just going to show them how awkward it is.
That's true. Yeah, I do want the boyfriends to kiss, but I don't.
What if they support it? What if they're like, actually, I'm super into watching our boyfriends tussle each other?
What if they start taking bets on it?
That's a better thing.
Yeah. I think that they could set up a real weird system going forward, and I'm excited to see what
but
they
wouldn't
do
with you it. Start to, like, if your girlfriend got beat more by the other twin,
oh man,
I wonder if that would start like some weird resentment against the other boyfriend, and then you two turn into like their trainers. So like you gotta like help practice,
like, all right, come on, you're like in the corner, right.
Wait, did concerned boyfriend's twin lose or did she win?
Oh,
I think it's
good
unknown
question.
Right,
good question.
I don't think she said.
I don't know if it matters.
Oh. It does matter.
I mean, it does matter.
Because if she lost, then he's going to be more concerned.
Right.
He's like, are you okay? Like, are you sad about constantly getting your ass kicked by your twin? I don't think she said who won.
I was able to pin her.
Nice. Okay. So,
never mind.
So he could be afraid of her. What if she always wins?
He's like, she's going to kick my ass. Man.
Like, okay. But also, if she had lost the tussle and she was, like, totally cool with it, he might be more okay with it, because he'd be like, oh, you lost and you're cool with it. Like, he might be thinking, like, other twin is probably upset because he kicked her ass.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he's looking out for the health of their relationship.
Right. Well, I think for their sake...
And he's
sake,
afraid he's going to get his ass kicked by both of them.
I think for their sake, we have to assume that the split is down the middle-ish. I hope, I pray.
Even enough.
But mirror matches are tough. You never know.
Oh, man, I don't know. But I hope that they are continuing. Oh, I hope they're not separated during quarantine. No. How are they going to get their energies out?
This question was deleted.
I wonder, okay, if they do get separated during the quarantine, she's definitely going to start wrestling her boyfriend. She's going to get her energies out somehow.
That's like a different kind of thing, though.
That is a different kind of thing.
Yeah, when mommy and daddy wrestle.
That's more in the yawn territory.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what's so fucked up about all these things is they start like this as a teddy bear, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's much more horrific.
It becomes something else entirely. Well, I think that we have answered this week's questions as much as we're able to. If you see any good shit online that you think that we should discuss, please send it to us at AskYourInternet. Have not allowed for plugs of anything at all. Anyone want to plug anything right now?
I have a new inline skating YouTube channel that I it's youtube.com/NickSkates.
I'm gonna subscribe right now. I'm excited.
Check that out.
This is coming out in a while, but we are continuing to stream Greetings Adventures throughout the coronavirus because we all live in different places and it's fine.
Yeah.
So Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern time, we... 8:30. Yeah, sorry, 8:30 Eastern time, we stream at twitch.tv/geeklyinc.
Yeah, and you might be have some... if you're working from home, you might have the ability to watch Twitch during the day or something. Mm-hmm. Who's to say? Get some distraction as I play Descent into Avernus, or DM it for some of our buddies, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. For 2 hours. It's a lot of fun playing through a published adventure because we go to hell and we fight demons and devils and zombies.
And depending on how long this quarantine goes on, you will probably see me in the background working, just doing work because we share an office. So that's pretty much, I've just been chilling in the background with my not regular head. What do you call them? My wireless headphones. Oh my God, my brain's breaking. I need to be done now. Anyway, anything else people want to say?
Go to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/dearinternet. If we can get up to 2,000 a month, we'll do an episode every friggin' week. So wouldn't that be nice?
That's the goal.
And wouldn't that be a delight to rot your brain even more, twice as much as you're currently rotting your brain? We all need that right now.
Yeah. Speaking of brain rotting, I started a Naruto podcast with some friends of ours called Naruto Revuto, where we go through and watch all the episodes of Naruto, and it's been so much fun. Naruto is very good.
You gotta be doing 10 episodes of the show, right? Because there's a million episodes.
There are a million episodes. We do 3 episodes of Naruto per episode of our show.
Mm. You are never going to finish.
Yeah, I know. But
doing it for the love of Naruto.
Right, but each of our episodes are over an hour now because we scream about so much because there's so much that is happening.
Yeah, I've been enjoying catching bits of Naruto while Tim watches it.
Yeah.
It's pretty entertaining.
We're getting slower because we do Naruto facts, and as we go along, we'll run out of facts, and there's going to be more filler. But right now, things are fucking popping off.
Naruto Shippuden Revuto.
And also, listen, we're all in quarantine, so you might as well just watch Naruto right now.
Yeah, put Naruto on.
If you're going to ever have a time to watch Naruto, this is the time.
Put Naruto on in the background as you do something else, man.
Yeah, just listen to the dub. It's fine.
It's fine.
But also doing, no Japanese.
Just watch the dub. It's fine.
Yeah, the dub's fine.
Yeah. You can find me on the internet. I'm probably mostly just posting screenshots from my Animal Crossing game at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Tim Lanning, where I show you that I caught a stringfish.
Bitch! I want one.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at Arbristo.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.